At the National Biodiesel Conference, I'm visiting with one of our young scientist attendees here, Amber White. First of all, Amber, tell me where you're from, what school you're going to.
I'm from Schiller Park, Illinois, which is a suburb of Chicago. I go to school in Chicago at Loyola University of Chicago. I'm a junior studying biology and environmental science, and I do some work in our biodiesel lab researching wastewater treatment.
Talk a little bit about the project work that you're doing right now and what has allowed you, because I know funding is always so important, to do this kind of research.
My research focuses on developing a sustainable treatment system for our wash water, which is a major byproduct of the biodiesel production process. We're looking at a method that would allow us to reclaim any impurities in the wash water so we can reuse them in the cycle. This way, we can have a closed loop production system and make something that's green even greener. Like you said, funding is hard to come by, so a big support has been for Loyola. Loyola did receive a large grant from the EPA in 2013, which is how I initially got started on this research project. But this past fall, in August of 2014, I was awarded a fellowship from the EPA called the EPA GROW Fellowship. This stands for Greater Research Opportunities. It's awarded to undergrad students entering their junior year who plan to complete their degree at the end of their senior year. It's 2 years of funding, up to $50,000, and provides academic support through tuition and book money, travel funds and travel expenses, which is how I got to this conference today. As well as research supplies support, and basically, also in an internship over the summer with the EPA. So it's a great opportunity for professional and academic development, and thanks to it, I'm here today. Also, what's really interesting is that I found out about the fellowship through the Next Generation Scientist for Biodiesel, because I am a member of their program and receive email updates from them. And they advertise the funding opportunity in their email. So if it wasn't for Next Generation Scientist, I wouldn't have got the email and got the fellowship or be here today.
Well, I was going to ask you about that, you know, what really brought you here. But obviously this program, and we have, I don't know for sure, but it seems like almost a record number of you all that are here. How would you describe, at least at this point, what being here and being able to talk with some other scientists as well as other attendees who are in the industry, what's that meant for you?
I think this has so far been an invaluable experience. I've attended some other smaller conferences before, but this has by far blown those out of the water. Being able to talk to some industry professionals has definitely opened my eyes to the wide possibilities of not only careers, but just the general direction of where the industry is going. And I've learned a lot of things that I had not been exposed to before at home in Chicago, which really helps me only like in my research when it comes to trying to design a treatment system. So if we have a small amount of water in Chicago, what is it going to look like if you move to a larger plant with millions and millions of gallons of water? So that's helpful on the research academic end, but also professionally, meeting professionals, learning what they do, what their experience is, how they got involved in their jobs and in this career. There was some great advice shared in the luncheon that we had earlier about taking risks and not being afraid to go after what you really want to do, and I think that's been really helpful.
Well, thank you very much, and I wish you all the best in your career as you move forward. Sounds like you are doing some fascinating work that, like you said, might make something we call green even a little bit greener. So that's Amber White, and we are visiting here at the National Biodiesel Conference. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.